whether it's, you know, at a meeting or not. But the real bugaboo here is this candidate's declaration. Now, you said that people have been signing this and there's no candidate's name on it. Do you have proof of that?
Yeah, Fred, what we've been doing is we've been helping probably several hundred candidates around Lucas County get their names on the ballot, you know, providing with walking lists, you know, giving them information on what they need to do. And what we're hearing is we're hearing reports coming back from these candidates that when they go knock on someone's door, they're told that someone was here collecting signatures already, which is, I mean, that's cool. That's nice.
Yeah.
But then the person says that when they looked at the form, there was no candidate on the form, but we see that there's a candidate on your form.
Yeah, there's always, I mean, the first part is I blank, I Fred Lefevre, in other words, the undersigned, hereby declare under penalty of election falsification that my voting address is on file with my county board of elections, blah, 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 blah. The candidate has to fill in and sign and date this declaration before any signatures are written on the petition. That's pretty clear language.
Yeah. What we're hearing now, if it was just one or two of these, it would probably be not too much of a concern. But we're starting to hear reports from our candidates who are out there circulating petitions.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not an isolated incident. This is it seems to be a concerted effort by someone putting out people to circulate petitions without candidate names on them, and then
how
filling
are you
in the candidate's name
this?
Later. Well, that's
because obviously once I get my signatures, yep. I'm going to go ahead and throw a name on it.
Yeah. So what we've been doing is, for instance, if myself or say John Stainbrook decided that they wanted to take over a party,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that we could do, or would we'd get people to go out and circulate petitions in precincts that we know we need,
right.
and then try and find candidates to fill those petitions.
Afterwards.
They're doing it just backwards of what the way it should be done.
Okay.
So odds are very good. I think that the people that are actually circulating these petitions are being told, no, this is okay, we do this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd almost be willing to bet that even the candidates are being told the same thing, that this is okay, we do this all the time.
All right, let me ask you something, because normally this is a two-sided petition. The first side is for the declaration of candidacy. That's where if I was running, this is where I would fill out all my information. The flip side is where if I went up to Bill Delaney and said, hey, Bill, I'm running for office. Can you put your name on here and your voting residence and all of that kind of stuff? Usually the second side, the flip side, is what somebody sees, right, when I go to the door, because you've run for office, and usually this is all they see. How often, when you were running and you had to get your signatures, how often did somebody ask to see the flip side?
Not that often.
So they're pretty unaware that whether or not that side is signed or not anyhow, right? They're
correct.
Because it's just stupidity on the voter's part. They don't know they're supposed to look.
That's correct. And,
okay.
And now,
the bottom part.
And quite often, in fact, the ones that came up were the ones where we have candidates circulating.
Mm-hmm.
And the person did flip it over to see whose petition they were signing, and they said, hey, this is blank. I'm not signing this.
Okay. Now, right underneath where the 15 people would sign, there is a thing for I blank declare under penalty of election falsification that I reside at the address appearing below my signature, and I am a member of the blank, and I am the circulator of the petition. But that just means that doesn't mean I'm running for office.
No.
It just means I'm circulating this.
Yeah.
So you've got two people who potentially could be in trouble.
Exactly.
One,
correct.
The guy who's running
actually
for office.
Three.
Okay, the second guy, the guy who does the petition, and who would the third guy be then?
Well, the guy that's circulating a petition is not supposed to be circulating a petition unless there's a name on it.
Right.
The candidate who fills their name out should not be putting their name on a petition that already has signatures
right.
on it.
Right, so they're in trouble. Who's
and
the
then
third
the person
one?
Who witnesses it. That could be the candidate or could indeed be the circulator. We're looking into this one also.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that happened is, now this has been probably going on since before Thanksgiving, and we're just now starting to tie things together. But what's happened over the last few weeks, we've actually had a couple people who said that they would not sign it because there was no name on it.
Good.
And they actually put a little mark on the page.
Oh, really?
Now, we know
smart
who,
thinking.
We know who those people are. We know what precincts they're in. So what we're waiting for is we're waiting for the filings that's going to come up on Wednesday. and we're going to do a public information request on those packets.
What a great idea.
And now we're going to look at those packets, and we're going to present these to the Board of Elections and also to Mr. Husted and say, this is fraud.
Have you, your reason for going to the meeting the other day, was it to approach the board and Steinberg and the rest of these people
exactly.
on this or on
exactly.
something else?
Yeah. Exactly.
Were you allowed at all to speak at the meeting?
No.
Okay. But that wouldn't have been anyhow, right? Because it was an executive committee.
All of these flyers were inside that building. I know everybody was reading them, mm-hmm. including Steinberg.
Okay.
And they never invited us to say anything, to mm-hmm. do anything. It's just get away from here, basically.
One of the goals, Fred, was to actually have like John Steinberg sitting in his chair today telling you exactly what I'm telling you, that people that circulate petitions without a name on them is illegal and it will not be done.
Yeah, well, he won't go on the show because he knows that I know that he's a liar. So he won't show up.
By the way, can I announce here that I am running against him on the state level?
You are going to.
State committee.
Okay. All right. That's good. Do you have your name on the petitions?
Yeah.
And it was circulated legally, by the way.
All right. Do you have one with you? Because I'd like to sign it.
No, you can't. I'm already filled up.
Damn you, Bill Delaney! Damn you all to hell! John McAvoy and Bill Delaney are in the studio with me this morning. All right, they believe that there is some fraud going on when it comes to candidates' positions. Dennis is on the horn. Dennis is a former GOP chairman. Dennis, thanks for weighing in this morning, though. They can't hear you because they don't have headphones on, but go ahead and tell me what you wanted to.
Well, Fred, the whole thing is, first of all, Mr. Schulte, who is the chairman of the Greater Toronto Republican Club, he is a member of the executive board. The executive board is made up of ward chairs, which I was elected to, and Mr. Steinberg removed me from that, even though I was elected by my ward.
Right.
And also all chairmen of all the parties, the different groups that are in, like the GTRC, Fallen Timbers, all of their chair people are members of that committee.
Okay.
Those meetings fall under the Sunshine Law, and they are open meetings. It's just if they're not members, they can't speak unless they're called upon.
Got it.
To be able to speak, but they are open meetings to be able to do that.
Okay.
But the fraud part of this on the petitions, I've seen the same thing go on where they've come around in here and done the same thing in my ward, and they're just getting people to sign them, and then they're filling them in with people. And a lot of times the people they're filling them in with don't even know. We had an incident 2 years ago where a guy was on the ballot, didn't even know he was on the ballot because his name on there without even asking him.
All right. I'm gonna pass that on to both John and Bill. Thanks for the call, Dennis. We'll talk about this right after the news. You guys can both hang around, can you? Let's get back to McAvoy and Bill Delaney. And you guys are... So what's the next step? All right, you've said there's probably these fraudulent candidate petitions out there. A couple of them have been marked, so you, in some way or shape or form, so that maybe nobody else will know. You're going to check them when they get turned in. Let's say one shows up. What's next?
We had a meeting with Mr. Husted, and we talked to him about this, and he said... once we compile the evidence, mm-hmm. bring it to him, and they'll take a look at it.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Do you trust him to do what's right?
Yes.
Really? Why?
He kind of
gave up on us there for a while. Well, you know, he put somebody in charge, and then he pulled him back, and we're still in a hell of a mess.
He didn't really give up. Basically, what he said was, until you can bring me a felony conviction, I can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people get voted
but
into
isn't
office,
he the
you
one,
have to vote him out of office.
Isn't he the one who would bring the court case to get a felony conviction?
Yes.
Okay, and would this be a felony if this happened?
It would actually be, there's a felony in the fifth degree to do what's being done, but there's also some conspiracy. It's a higher felony if you're conspiring to change, alter elections.
Okay, all right, so that's where we stand.
So what we're looking to do is... We'd love to have Mr. Steinberg do a press conference, maybe come on your radio and tell people that you can't do this. This is against the law. We will not tolerate this in Lucas County. The other thing what we're going to do is...
Oh, you're a dreamer. You're a John Lennon, aren't you?
I have to be optimistic. Yeah. The other thing is we're asking... I feel confident that the people that are doing this have no idea that what they're doing is wrong. Mm-hmm. And in fact, they're being told that it's okay to do this.
Yeah, but ignorance of law is, you know.
Well, what I'm asking, though, is if you've ever circulated a petition that didn't have a candidate's name on it, mm-hmm. call me. I'll talk to you in confidence. Okay. If your name ever appeared on a ballot, or if you were a candidate, and when you filled out that top portion, mm-hmm. and you looked and you seen signatures were already on that packet, call me. I'd be willing to speak to you in confidence.
Dennis called, and he used to be the executive director of the local Republican Party, and he said that he actually knows of a guy in his district who was on the ballot who didn't even know he was running.
That's correct.
His name just showed up on the ballot all of a sudden, and, you know, there he is. Bam. So I don't understand how that happens. How do you, you know, obviously it's fraudulent. And he says this has been going on for a while. The other thing that he pointed out was that the executive meetings, the executive sessions, are covered under the Sunshine Law. So you guys should have been allowed in, which you were, you pointed out. But when the meeting was over, you were told, and apparently not everybody was told this, but you guys were singled out and told, the meeting is over, time to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I can see where that would be kind of intimidating, especially since everybody wasn't being told it was time to go. Now, did you hang around outside? How long was it before everybody else came out?
No, we hung around outside before the meeting. In fact, I specifically arrived half hour.
After the meeting, did you hang around to see how long it was before everybody left?
It was cold outside.
Wimps. It's for freedom.
You'd think.
No, I think we accomplished, or I accomplished, what I wanted to do, and that was to pass these flyers out to the people that were attending the meeting.
Okay. Inside the meeting got the flyers.
Yeah, and make an attempt to ask Mr. Stainbrook if he would do something about this.
Okay.
I called somebody else that was in the executive committee for years and years and years,
mm-hmm.
and he told me in just point blank, he has never seen anybody with a gun or with any kind of weaponry
mm-hmm.
That was in a meeting like this, and it's never happened before that he knew of.
Yeah, and I've been to a couple of the meetings, and I've never seen anybody with a gun. But so I can understand where you're coming from, where you would feel intimidated, and especially if they walk up after the meeting and make a point of telling you two, okay, the meeting's over, time to go.
The three of us.
All right, and Schulte. I can understand that, too. So, I just, ever since Stainbrook got in, I mean,
it's been turmoil.
What have we done?
Turmoil.
You know, nobody of any import has been elected under the Republican banner. Got a couple of judges, big freaking deal. They have no control over what laws get passed, how money is spent, or any of that kind of stuff. Nobody that has any control of any purse strings or laws has been elected since he's been in, except for Ludeman, maybe.
The last comment he made in the press was the fact that he was looking for mm-hmm. candidates. Now, is he looking for them after the things are signed or before? We don't know that.
That's what it sounds like. Well, like you heard, if you've ever been asked to sign a petition that has a candidate's name on it, if you're a candidate and you were told this is okay, this is how things are done, it's not. Get a hold of McAvoy or Delaney, and we'll see what we can't do to get this straightened out. Guys, thanks for coming in. Keep me posted on this.
Okay, we do have an email they can send. It's fraud@newlcrp.com.
Okay, fraud@newlcrp, Lucas County Republican Party, .com. Also, before I let you go, tonight is the Common Core meeting, right? We had the professor from Hillsdale College on with us last week. That's tonight, isn't it?
6:30 to 8:30 at the Maumee Library.
Six to eight. I'm sorry. Dr. Terrence
Moore. Well, 6:30 to 8:30 if you're carrying heat.
Yeah.
And I'll be at the door.
Okay.
Terrence,
you're real intimidating.
Terrence Moore will be talking, I think it's called The Story Killers. He will be talking about how literature is being impacted by
Comic Con. Yeah, we had him on the other day. He had a great story to tell, and I'm looking forward to it. So that's tonight at the Maumee Library right there on River Road, right?
Yes.
Okay. Maumee on River Road at 6 o'clock if you want to learn more about Common Core. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you, Fred.
Appreciate it.